Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of how to put on the armor of God. We've talked about the fact that all Christians have been commanded and are responsible to be inwardly empowering themselves through the Word of God. And remember, the Word of God is written in our heart and mind by the work of the Holy Spirit. And as we are strong in the Lord, which means in dunamo, to be inwardly empowered, we're going to have the power of God resident within us. And then also to be strong in the power of His might, which is to be continually releasing the manifested power of God through His mighty prevailing force, is what that means. Now, how is this accomplished? Verse 11, by putting on the whole armor of God. What's the whole armor of God? It's all the weapons and all the armor necessary for the believer to be armed for spiritual war. Remember that this is spiritual armor dealing with a spiritual enemy who is the devil. And we're going to put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against all the wiles of the devil. Now, as you get the armor of God on through the Word of God, remember that it's a process as you consistently hear and do the Word of God and act upon it. And once you have it on, it gives you the spiritual power to stand steadfast against the wiles, the tricks, the strategies, all the temptations and deceptive devices of the devil. And with the whole armor of God on, then remember in verse 12 that we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, not against people, but we are contending with an adversary and struggling for the mastery over the devil and all of his evil spirits, those that are operating in the heavenlies, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, the spiritual wickedness there in the heavenly places. And as we engage in warfare, we're going to prevail and gain the mastery over them. Now, verse 13 goes on and says we're to take up the whole armor of God to stand against the devil in the evil day. And the evil day is the day that the enemy comes against you. And then we actively stand against the enemy by putting on the armor. And it begins to list out the parts of the armor in verse 14. The first one was having our loins girt about with the truth. Girt means to gird all around, and the truth is the word of God. This is the belt of truth. So you and I are going to be girded through the Word of God. And through the Word, what are we being girded with? In 2 Samuel 22:40, they were girded with strength. In Deuteronomy 1:41, they were girded with weapons of war. In Psalm 65, verse 6, they were girded with power. In Luke 12:35, their loins were girded with lights burning. And in 1 Peter 1:13, the loins of their mind were girded up. So through the Word in us, we have strength, we have the weapons of war, we have power resident within us, our lights are going to be burning, and our mind is going to be renewed to the truth. Remember that the loins are the areas of the genitals regarded as the seat of strength and generative or procreative power. From the loins, new life is brought into being. How do we bring things into being? By speaking them into being. We speak God's word and act upon it to bring the promises into being. So, having girt about our loins with the truth speaks of us bringing forth a release of the power of God through the word resident in us to birth into being the promises of God as we speak and act on the word of God. You've got to be ready to speak the word to release His power to deal with any situation. So, as we allow the word to abide in us, it produces strength, power, spiritual weapons, light, and it will bring forth a manifestation of God's power. And life is going to be birthed into being as we're speaking it into being. Now, the second part of the armor that we talked about is having on the breastplate of righteousness. Having on literally means having put on. It's the Greek word enduo, to put on or to clothe. And this is in the middle voice again. Remember that it's our responsibility to put on the breastplate of righteousness for our benefit. Now, the breastplate covers the heart, and that speaks of the word of righteousness coming into our heart and abiding there. Remember Isaiah 59:17, righteousness was put on as a breastplate for the intercessor in repaying fury to God's enemies. Remember in Romans 10:9-10, how you believe in your heart unto righteousness, and then you confess with your mouth unto salvation. We also talked about 1 Thessalonians 5:8, where faith and love are also a part of the breastplate. As the word of faith's in our heart, we believe in the righteousness and the word of love in our heart, so that we walk in right fellowship with the Lord, with others. Then as that word is abiding in our heart, we'll have put on the breastplate of righteousness. The third piece of armor is your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Greek word for shod means to bind under, and the Greek word for preparation means internal preparation or readiness. With our feet, we walk step by step, so our steps are to be bound under with the gospel, the word of God, for a firm footing and foundation in our life. Remember this word, shod's in the middle of voice again, meaning it's our responsibility to be internally prepared for our benefit as we walk in the way of the word, that it's going to produce peace in our life. This piece of armor speaks about the word of God causing us to be internally prepared, so we'll walk step by step. And how does this internal preparation come? It comes forth through the word in you as you study, meditate, think upon the word. It's abiding in you, and you're ready to hear and do what the word says. Remember in Luke 1:79, the light is the word of God that guides our feet step by step into the way that's going to bring forth peace. Now the fourth part of the armor is in verse 16, where it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now remember, this word taking is lambano, which is a self-prompted taking hold of. And the shield is a large shield that would protect every part of the soldier. The word able comes from dunamis, meaning power. Quench means to extinguish. And the fiery darts are all the destructive missiles or arrows thrown at the person by the devil. So when we take hold of the shield of faith, the believer has the power to extinguish and quench every dart or destructive attack that's thrown at him from the devil. The way our faith works is by believing and speaking. Otherwise, we're going to believe God's word, and we're going to speak it forth to extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked. That's what Jesus did to overcome the attacks of the enemy. He spoke the word of God, which was the righteous answer to the temptation. Remember in Matthew 4:4, 7, and 10, how Jesus spoke, "It is written," to deal with the temptations of the enemy. And as you speak the word of God, "It is written," you're going to extinguish those fiery darts as well. And also in 2 Corinthians 10, we talked about another application of the shield of faith against the temptations of the enemy coming against your mind. We're to cast down the imaginations and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now remember that we are dealing with spiritual enemies, so we must use spiritual weapons that are mighty through God. And these spiritual weapons will pull down and overthrow the strongholds and cast down the imaginations, which means mental reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we're also to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, so that we don't give place to the devil. And we're going to be ready to revenge all disobedience, which are the mental reasonings, the high things, the evil thoughts the devil brings against us. And it is going to be revenged when our obedience is fulfilled of casting down the mental reasonings and taking every thought captive into obedience to Christ, which is be in obedience to the word of God. We also talked about Romans 6, where it talks about yielding our members as instruments, and the word instruments refers to weapons. So we must realize that our members are instruments or weapons that can be yielded either to unrighteousness that produces sin, or to righteousness that produces fruit unto holiness and the life of God manifest in us. That's why you can only yield your members, your mind, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your feet, your hands, to the armor of the word of God, and be ready to hold up the shield of faith against the fiery darts of the wicked that are thrown at you, so you do not give place to him. And so the shield of faith will deal successfully and extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The fifth piece of armor that we're going to talk about today is taking the helmet of salvation. The word take in the Greek is not lambano, it is the Greek word dekamai, which means a ready reception to what is offered, a passive reception. Previously in verse 13 and 16, the Greek word for take was lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of, which is an active reception. But now this is a passive passive reception. It is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command for the believer to have a ready reception in receiving the helmet of salvation. Now, the helmet covers the head where the mind is located. And salvation means more than just being saved eternally. It means preservation, defense, and also deliverance and healing. The believer receives the helmet of salvation by getting something into his mind. What needs to get into his mind? The answer is the Word of God. How do we get the Word into our mind? We hear it, and having been ready to receive it, a ready reception of what's offered to us, then the Holy Spirit will take that Word and write it in our mind, producing the helmet of salvation. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says, "In that they received the Word with all readiness of mind." The word received is dekamai, which is the word of a ready reception that's offered to us, the same word as it talks about for taking the helmet of salvation. So it says they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible speaks of being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And in James 1:21, it says, "And they received with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." The word for receive again is dekamai, which means that they received a ready reception of what was offered to them with meekness, the engrafted. Engrafted means implanted word. So God's word is to be received with a ready mind, ready to search the scriptures to see if what was said is in line with the word, and it's going to be implanted in us, and it will cause a transformation of our mind through the renewal of it. The result is the believer will put on the mind of Christ. This is one aspect of the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is also mentioned in two other scriptures in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17, it speaks of the helmet of salvation upon his head of the intercessor. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, it says, "For an helmet, the hope of salvation." In Isaiah 59, the helmet of salvation is part of the armor of God for the intercessor to repay fury to God's enemies. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, the helmet's called the hope of salvation. Hope is the Greek word elpizo, which means a confident expectancy. Hope is that which affects the soul, and the soul's made up of the will, the intellect, and the emotions. Hebrews 6:19 says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul." In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, it speaks of the patience, which means steadfastness of hope. And in Luke 21:19, it says, "In your patience," which is talking about hope, steadfastness in the area of the soul, "you possess your souls." So from these scriptures, we see another aspect of the helmet of salvation. Helmet is the hope of salvation, which is the steadfast, constant, confident expectancy that comes from the Word of God implanted in our mind, that God will save us and preserve us and defend us and deliver our soul while we're engaging in spiritual warfare against the enemy. So the believer is commanded to put on the helmet of salvation by readily receiving the Word of God to renew his mind to the truth, which is being engrafted and implanted in his mind, causing a transformation into the mind of Christ in order that we'll have a steadfast, confident expectancy that God will save, preserve, defend, deliver our will, intellect, and emotions while engaging in spiritual warfare against the enemy. Well, we're going to talk more on the armor of God in the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I have a book offer available for you. I have written a book called How to Put on the Armor of God, and this is available for $3 postage paid. If you'd like to make an order, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.